Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. California's single best source on the issues of aging. The live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, myself? How do we keep from destroying our families who are going to have to do things we never thought they were going to have to do? How do you deal with the icky stuff that's going to come your way when grandma or grandpa or you or your mom or your dad or whoever it is can't function anymore? Who's going to take care of me? How are we going to pay for it? How do we avoid spend down? What about the look back? Am I going to lose everything? Is it just a foregone conclusion that I have to... never mind. I'll tell you a minute about a phone call I got today. Welcome to Assets and Aging. Batten down the hatches. We've got lots to talk about today. Get out a pencil and paper. You're going to want to listen. Mark the 4th of August on your calendar. You're going to want to come to my workshop. No, it's not a seminar. It's a workshop. Two sessions at my office in my conference room, 10:30 and 12:30. You get your choice on the 4th. You will want to be there. I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you answer questions you never thought even to ask. The people that have been to these workshops have loved them. And I mean, this is one of the times I wish I was doing a live show rather than taped. I'm here live right now because I could have people call in who've been to my workshops and they would tell you they're phenomenal. If you have not been to one of my workshops, don't miss the one on the 4th. It's going to be a beaut. So make sure you're signed up and ready to go for that. On the 4th. I'll tell you more how you're going to do that in a few minutes. Let me get some junk out of the way first that I have to do every week. Say it along with me. Come on, you can do it. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. I'm not a tax expert. I don't want to be. If you have tax questions, I'll refer you to somebody. The best I know. I have a California insurance license. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about here, but I got to tell you that. I have a legal document assistant recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction or request. What else? And everything we talk about here is my opinion only. It's usually the right opinion, and it's a good opinion, but should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, financial, or plumbing advice. Don't forget all that stuff because it's important. I say it here every week, and if I don't say it, somebody will get mad. What else? I don't know. There's probably something I forgot, but you get the drift. Been doing this show for 20 years here on KFBK. This September will start my 21st year. Can you believe that? California's longest running show on the issues of aging and still the best. Yes, there are impersonators. Yes, there are people who are going to tell you how to save your money. Yes, all of that stuff. But you're not going to get anywhere near what you're going to get on this show when it comes to things you've never heard, things that are possible, and all of that. And we're going to talk about a lot today. The name of this show is Back to Basics. For those of you that missed my podcast this Wednesday, we had a technical problem. I apologize for that. Normally, I do a podcast every Wednesday live. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, write this down. Not if you're driving. It's real simple. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. You can go there and sign up for my August the 4th workshop. You need tickets to get in. There's only 15 people allowed in. Because that's all the room holds. There's no 20. There's no, could you bump that? No, it's 15 people. You can sign up for my 10:30 workshop on the 4th or my 12:30 workshop on the 4th. They're the same. So there's a total of 30 people can come, 15 at a time. Bring the family. Bring mom and dad. Make a difference in your family's life. Otherwise, you're going to become one of my stories. Let's talk about those. Let's see, what else? My phone number, if you want to call me, you can always call me to get tickets to the workshop because you have to have tickets to get in. There's no sign-ups at the door. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Okay, let's start with a phone call I got this week. I wish I'd taped it. I don't tape phone calls, so relax. But I wish I could have, because somebody called me up that knew everything, and they were calling up about Mom, and he'd been reading stuff, and you could only have 2,000. I mean, this was so classic, folks. He still hasn't called back, because I know he doesn't believe me, because he'd been told you can only have $2,000. There's a three-year look back. They're going to take the house. I mean, all the stuff. He was an expert. He had been reading stuff. He had gone to the internet. He had read stuff. He had gotten stuff from Medi-Cal. He had talked to other people, and it was all hopeless. And he's paying for his mom in a nursing home, and I said, you know, you can keep everything. No, no, it says you can't do. No, it said you can keep everything. He still hasn't called me for an appointment to come in because he doesn't believe me. He believes that it's hopeless. Why in the world would you ever believe it's hopeless? It's not. But it's your choice. You can listen to this show and go, oh, that's all very nice, Bob. It's very interesting. It's all, but you know what? It's not going to impact me. Well, go on with that dream and find out how that destroys your family when it does happen to you. It happens to families every day, all day long, not only in Sacramento, but in California and in Arizona and in Nebraska and in Florida and in North Dakota. Because nobody believes it can happen to them. And yet I'm talking to families where family members are losing it. Family members are frail. Family members can't take care of themselves. Well, we can't do anything. It's all hopeless. There's nothing we can do. We tried to get in-home care. They told us we couldn't get in-home care. We tried to get this. Who's they? So let's talk about you can't get VA. You can't get Medi-Cal. You have to spend it all down. I had the same caller called me and said, well, there's an IRA. And we have to spend the IRA down. And we have a I said, who told you had to spend the IRA down? For Medi-Cal, they said we had to spend the IRA. And I said, whose IRA is it? The well spouse or the ill spouse? It's the well spouse's IRA. The well spouse's IRA, you don't have to do anything with. It's exempt. No, no, they said I had to spend down the IRA. No, who's this they? Well, I read stuff. Please stop going to the internet. Please stop buying trusts from the internet. Please stop doing stuff off the internet. It's not the answer. You're not going to find the answer there. The answer is almost always wrong. You know, one of my favorite phrases that I've been using a lot lately is you can't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. All they want to sell you on the internet is another lawnmower. And that's not going to help you harvest wheat. And when you start dealing with long-term care issues, there's a wheat field in front of you, and you can't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. You're not going to find the answer on the internet. I can Google Medi-Cal tomorrow, and I can guarantee you that 90% of what I read will be wrong. 90% of it will be wrong. I had somebody come in today, told me they had a life estate, and that protected everything. And I said, revocable or irrevocable life estate? Well, I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I don't know. I just know I can live in the house. Okay, so what? So what happens if you need care? I'm trying to make noise. Sorry for the gurgling. But if there's no sound, an alarm goes off at the station about dead air. So when I have a drink, I'm sorry, I have to kind of slurp so there's still noise. So we're going to talk about the basics today. We're going to talk about wills and trusts and junk and stuff. And I want you to listen. Because it's your family that's going to get caught in the lawnmower when you're trying to harvest wheat. There's all kinds of information out there. There's a brand, what was it, AB 2180 that it just passed. It's going to kill off. It's going to make long-term care insurance even harder to get. But somebody thought it was a really good idea, and so they just passed, I think it's AB 2180. I was reading it the other day. I'm aghast. Somebody at the state has decided, some legislator has decided they know everything, and they're going to make it even harder to get long-term care insurance just because they needed to get a bill passed with their name on it. I don't have time to go into it today. It's not the subject of today, but I have it at my office, and I've been reading it a lot. Okay. So what have you got? What are the things that are really going to help you when you're facing this crisis? Well, the first thing that's going to help you more than you will ever realize is acknowledging that it's either happening while you're watching it or it's going to happen. Let me start with this. I got this the other day from an article. And it's the 10 early signs of Alzheimer's. Now, you can apply this to anything, any kind of dementia. And there's 8 or 10 different kinds of dementia. It doesn't matter. Who do you know that's suffering any one of these 10? If they are, there's a time bomb about to explode in your family. Let me read them to you quickly. Memory loss that disrupts daily life. Stop and think about that. We're not talking about mom forgets her birth date. We're talking about memory loss that disrupts daily life. Can't remember where the bathroom is. Can't remember kids' names. Can't remember where their pills are. Can't remember where they've got one shirt on that doesn't match pants and the pants they got out of the dirty clothes. Another challenges in planning or solving problems. Can't balance a checkbook. Can't make out a grocery list. Can't remember what the ingredients are in cookies that they've been baking for their entire life. Difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, like how to turn the vacuum cleaner on, or how to blend water so it's hot and cold. A confusion with time or place. What day is it? What time is it? Is it morning? Is it afternoon? Is it lunchtime? Is mom eating dinner at 2 o'clock because she doesn't remember she just had breakfast at noon? Trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. That's a big one. We're not talking about can't remember where the keys are, folks. Who in your family am I talking about as I go through these? Trouble, new problems with words in speaking or writing. You know, I know, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. It's one thing, I can't remember where the keys are, but where was I last? That's different from I can't remember where the keys are, but I don't remember where I was 5 minutes ago. Where was I 5 minutes ago? Decreased or poor judgment. Giving money to somebody that they shouldn't be giving money to. I just had somebody that signed a car loan for a grandchild not knowing what they were doing. And if you think that's the first time that happened, it's not the first time that happened. Letting somebody live in the house and the family doesn't know who they are. That just happened recently to a family. They found out there was somebody living in the garage. They didn't even know they were living in the garage because one of the parents let this person live in the garage because they felt sorry for them. Withdrawal from work or social activities. They don't see their friends anymore. They don't know who their friends are. They used to sew. They can't remember how to sew anymore. They used to cook. They can't remember how to cook anymore. Things that people did all their life, all of a sudden they don't do anymore. They don't see their friends anymore. They don't remember who their friends are. Changes in mood and personality. Mom's never been grumpy. Mom's using swear words we never heard before. How many of those apply to somebody in your family? If they do, the time bomb is ticking. When are you going to be serious about it? I can't tell you the number of people who leave my office where 3 or 4 of what I just read apply, and they think it's going to be better. It's not going to be better. It's not. How many times has mom fallen? Oh, only a couple. That's a lie. If mom says she's fallen twice, she's fallen six times. So what are the true needs in your family? I mean, the true needs in your family. And what fills that need? What are you doing to fill? What specific things? One of the things I do at the workshop is when people come in, I give them a piece of paper with three questions on it. The three questions are, why are you here? What's the issue you're concerned about? And then the second question is, list the specific things you've done to solve that problem. And then the third question is, how's that working out? How's that working out? What you're doing, how's it working out? Well, it's not getting any better, Bob. It's getting worse. You know, one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again with the same result. So, what need is there, and what are you doing to fill that need? Are you getting it off the internet? Well, we went to a website and it gave we spent 27 cents and we got a trust and powers of attorney online. I can guarantee you that in many cases that thing you got is worthless. When it comes to long-term care issues, when it comes to frailty issues, when it comes to incapacity and competency issues, when it comes to long-term care planning, Medi-Cal planning, VA planning. But that's what you have. What about human contact? Does this person we're thinking about have human contact? Do they shy away from human contact? Do they get mad at you for things that they never used to get mad about? Are they paranoid? Do they think you're stealing from them? Do they think somebody's taking their toothpaste out of the bathroom? What do you get? What extras do you need? What are you getting from? What about Medi-Cal? What about VA? How does it work? Do you understand the benefits? There's so much misinformation out there. One of the things we're going to do at the workshop is I'm going to give you the right information. In fact, we're going to start the workshop with a Medi-Cal form that you've never heard of. And we actually start the workshop with a Medi-Cal form, and people are stunned by what the form says. I'm not going to tell you what the form is, but that's where we start. I'm going to tell you what the VA rules are when it comes to aid in attendance. Not the make-believe ones, not the ones that somebody's trying to sell you a lawnmower or give you a free Kindle or a computer or a free whatever it is, I don't know. A free lunch. Everything you need to know, we're going to talk about, or at least begin a discussion of it. What about a car? What do you do with a motorhome? What happens when I die? What do you do with a timeshare? What do you do with all that stuff that's in your binder that you don't even know what it is? Would you like to know what it is? Stuff you copied off a website somewhere, and you don't even know what it is, but yet that's your plan for dealing with the icky stuff that's about to overwhelm, the tsunami that's about to overwhelm your family. Well, Bob, this is all very uncomfortable. You're very harsh. Yes, I am. I'm harsh and I'm direct because I know what this does to families. In 30 years, I have watched family after family after family get destroyed. I have watched children turn on each other over this stuff. I have watched parents turn on their children. I've watched children turn on their parents. All over this stuff. And the stuff you're going to get off the internet and the stuff you're going to get from going to a workshop, most seminars somewhere, is, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to use the word, but you understand the word. It's my initials. What does your trust say? What do they say? Do you know? Are you going to avoid probate? Great, you're going to avoid probate. What happens when you don't die? What do you mean? Well, you bought a trust to avoid probate. Great. What's your family have to go through after you die? Do you know what it takes to administrate a trust? Do you have any idea what it takes to administrate a trust after you die? Does your family have any idea how to administrate a trust? Do you know where to go to get help to administrate a trust? whose name is the property in? Is it? Are you sure it's in the name you think it's in? And when did you do your documents? Did you do them 27 years ago and you haven't made any up changes or updates since then? Do you know how many changes there have been in Medi-Cal rules and VA rules and all kinds of rules in the last 27 years? I'm not going to go into it, but how many of you have an AB trust? A lot of you have an AB trust and don't even know it. Do you know what that means? Do you know what the good parts of that are and the bad parts of that are? Do you know how that affects long-term care issues and Medi-Cal issues? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know how vets can get $25,000 a year tax-free to help pay for care at home? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how vets and their spouses can get that help? Do you know about IHSS? Do you know what that is? Do you know how Medi-Cal might help pay for someone at home? Do the docs you have accomplish the goal of getting safe from going broke? Do the documents you have keep you from going broke getting care? Has somebody told you about that? Did somebody sit down? I can't tell you how many people I sit down with and they say, well, I've got this and this and this. And I say, good, does it do this? Well, we don't know. What about this? We don't know. Did nobody ever ask you any of these questions? No, they just asked us if we wanted to avoid probate. Okay, great, you avoided probate. What happens when you don't die? Well, what do you mean? What happens when you don't die? What happens when dad dies and mom goes in a nursing home? What happens when dad has a stroke and goes into a nursing home or needs home care or needs assisted living or needs memory care? What's the difference between all of those? Do you know? I do. I'm not about lawnmowers. I'm about results. If you haven't done anything, your family will, if you haven't done anything, then your family's going to suffer through probate. I don't do probates. I know attorneys that do. Ask them, you know, it's great for the attorney. Ask them how great it is on families. Ask them how the family feels a year and a half later when they're still not done and they still don't have control of everything because it's in probate. Ask them what happens to during the family fights during probate. If you have a trust only to avoid probate and you and your family need care, what do they say about that? Do you know? Do you have any idea? I don't know. What do you have that's going to allow you and your family, what if you don't have a family? What if you have no children? What if you're single and have no children? Then who's going to manage this mess when tomorrow you can't manage this mess? I'm going to be talking about all of that and more on the 4th of August at my workshop. You can sign up for that workshop right now. We're going to take a break in a couple minutes for a commercial. You can go to the internet. You can call me. You can go to assetsandaging.com and sign up. You can go to my 800 number, 800-999-8007, and you can sign up for either the 10:30 session or the 12:30 session. You can do that, and you can start to get answers. You can start to get answers that work. You can start to get answers that will result in a positive outcome. There's lots of services that do documents. Lots of them. Yeah, and you can go to one of these workshops in a hotel, and they're going to sell you a trust for $800 and then $65 a month for the rest of your life, and some attorney in Southern California is going to mail you something, and you have no idea what it is, and you have no idea how it works, and you have no idea what's going to happen if you don't die. And your family doesn't know what it means to administer a trust and all the things that they're going to have to do. Do you have the answers to all of that? That's what this show is about, and that's what the workshop's about. So in 45 seconds, we're going to take a break. Go to the phone, Call me, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop and get answers. If you can't get to the workshop, call me, get in to see me, schedule an appointment, bring the family, and make a difference. Find out how to get money to pay for a nursing home. Find out how to upgrade the quality of care you're going to get. Find out how to do all that stuff. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break so the station can make some money and I can stay on the air. And then we'll be back right after that and we're going to continue this subject. So don't go away. We'll see you here in just a few seconds right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 20 years talking about the issues of aging. And I'm going to keep talking about them as long as I can. There are two kinds of planning in the world, good planning and not good planning. Well, Bob, we've planned for probate, you know, when Mildred and I are dead. By the way, glad to have you with us. Remember, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, or call me at 800-999-8007. We're talking about aging and frailty. How many of you, because I hear people say this all the time, well, we have a trust. There won't be any probate. Good for you. What about trust administration? Does your family know how to do that? What about long-term care planning? Do your documents allow for long-term care planning? I don't know. Well, don't you think you should? Who can amend your trust? What kind of trust do you have? Does your trust have frailty language in it? Do you have a will? Well, all wills, for the most part, are going through probate. So you're turning your children's lives over to a court who's going to decide all this. Well, I have a will. It says who's supposed to get my stuff. I understand, but it's going through probate probably. It's going through a court procedure that on a good day takes 9 months. On a good day. That's assuming there's no fights. Well, Bob, and a will only goes into effect when? When I'm dead. Well, what happens if you're not dead? What happens if you're mostly dead? Do you know how to get money to stay at home? Do your powers of attorney allow somebody to get money to help you stay at home? Do they? Do you know that for a fact? Do your kids know where they could go get money? Are they empowered to go get money to help you stay at home? Do you know how to get money to pay for a nursing home? Do your documents allow that? I have to spend down anyhow. Do you? Where does it say that? Where does it say in your documents that your family can upgrade your quality of care and get it paid for? Where does it say in your documents that you're not going to be a burden on your family? That they're not going to have to do things they never thought they were going to have to do because your documents don't give them the authority to do the things they want to do or need to do or should do? Do your documents allow you to not go broke? Well, I don't know, Bob. What do you mean? Are your documents going to allow you to apply for VA benefits under the VA rules that are coming? I don't know what VA. I didn't know there were new rules coming. They're already out there. Do you know about them? Do your documents say? Did anybody ever talk to you about this stuff? Did anybody ever talk to you about this stuff like I'm talking to you about it now? No. In fact, you know, you're very abrupt. I know, and I'm going to continue to be very abrupt because I see. I was talking to an elder law attorney the other day, and one of the things he said is he's just had it up to the top of his head with people who come in with stuff that was done off the internet or done through some cheapo workshop that was advertised in the newspaper or somebody that had a free lunch or whatever, and mom's now in a nursing home, and they're all of a sudden in court trying to do what they thought the documents were going to do, and they don't. You know, there's some really good benefits that can be had by going to, especially for married couples. Do your documents know about that? Do your documents allow somebody to go to court and double or triple the amount you can keep with a court order if you're married? A double or triple the amount of income you do your documents allow somebody to do? They do? Do you know that for a fact? Do your documents allow you to stay at home when others have no choice but to go to a home? Do you get the deal? Let me say that again. Do your documents allow you to get the help you need to stay at home when others have no choice but to go to a home? Do your documents guarantee that your family can keep you from going broke if you need care? Is that true? And you can get all of that for a lot less than you think. And without a lot of legal, with a lot of mumbo jumbo that nobody understands. Your family needs to, that's why I encourage, unlike most people, I encourage everybody to come. The family, the kid. When people come to my office, they'll say, can we bring the kids? I hope you bring the kids. I had two families in my office today and they brought the kids. I want them to bring the kids. Who's going to take care of me when I'm old and gray? The kids. What if I don't have any kids? You have a real problem. Do your documents address that real problem? Well, Bob, I have a professional fiduciary that's going to take over for me. Are they going to? I'll bet you they're not allowed to preserve what you have. I'll bet you the documents say they have to spend it all. I'll bet you their documents say they can't preserve anything. Well, I don't know what they say. If you haven't done anything, or if you've done things that are incomplete, then you're going to ask your family to operate with the wrong tools. How many of you, you know, how many of you ever took shop class? I'm old enough that we took shop class. Girls took what? Come on. Home ec. And what was the thing you learned in home ec? And what was the thing you learned in shop? You don't cut wood with a screwdriver. You don't stir batter with a glass. You learn to use the right tool to do the right thing. And you learn how to use those tools so that you can make a quiche or you can make an omelet. Or you can make a bookshelf. Or you can make, you know, all the things we learn to do in shop and learn to do in home ec and learn to... How many of you have ever fixed an engine? If you change a spark plug, do you change a spark plug with a pair of pliers? No. There's a tool for that. And you have to know which tool and you have to know how to use it and then you can change a spark plug. Do you know how to change a tire? Do you change a tire? Can you change a tire with a screwdriver? No. Can you change a tire with a hammer? No. You have to have the right tool. If you don't have an oven, it's really hard to bake a cake. Well, do you have the right tools when it comes to long-term care planning? I don't know. But people who come to the workshop are going to find out. It's possible. It's possible. It's not only possible, it can be done. But you have to know that you have the right tools. That's why, again, when people come to my workshop, I give them the three questions. Okay, what's the issue you're concerned about? What solutions have you applied to that issue, and how successful have those solutions been? And you have to have the right answers, and to get to the right answers, you have to have the right tools. You can't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. And a lot of people who come to see me have got 12 lawnmowers because they went to this place, and then they went to this place, and then they went to this place, and they now have 12 lawnmowers, and they still can't harvest wheat. How many of you have heard about people who have spent it down? How many of you have heard people that lost hundreds of thousands of dollars paying for care? I'm going to take a drink of water now, so I have to make noise so the dead air alarm doesn't go off. So I'm still making noise so the alarm doesn't go off. Now you know something about radio. Dead air is bad, by the way, folks. Dead air is when there's no sound. All kinds of alarms go off. So how many of you know? How many of you have the right tools? How many of you are cook? What's the worst thing that happens? You're cooking, it's almost ready, and you go to get a tool to finish it, and you can't find it. You don't have one. How many of you have ever peeled a potato with a steak knife? You can do it, but it's easier to peel if you have what? A potato peeler. It's really simple. It's a lot faster with a potato peeler than trying to peel a potato with a fork. It's easier. You can probably peel a potato with a fork, but wouldn't it be easier to have a potato peeler? Most of the stuff you're going to get out there on the internet and from a lot of sources is you're going to get a fork to peel a potato. And they're all going to tell you, well, don't worry about it. When you die, it's all going to your kids. That's great. As I've been telling people in my office for 30 years, I don't deal with dead people. I very rarely have a dead person come to my office. I'm dealing with someone who's alive and very frail or very incapacitated or very demented or very ill, very something, but they're not dead. Dying is relatively easy. Unless you have a will, then you got this whole probate thing to go through, which is not easy. But dying is relatively easy. We do what? We feel bad. Dad is, you know, it goes to the funeral home. We buy the coffin or the urn or whatever we're going to do. We have a memorial service. We invite all our friends. Everybody puts on a dark suit. And we go to the memorial service. And then what happens? After 6 weeks, life goes on differently. But life goes on. If we don't die, we may be in a situation, we'll probably be in a situation where somebody is dealing with a major mess for years. For years. For years. I cannot tell you. I have all kinds of people who have been dealing with a parent or a sister or a brother for 10 years, 12 years, 8 years, because they started out at home, then they needed assisted living or memory care, and then they needed a nursing home, and they have been dealing with that for 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 years. A long time. I just had somebody come back to me. I haven't seen them in probably 15 or 20 years. I helped them with their parents. Now one of the spouses needs care. Whole different ball game. Before it was mom and dad. We dealt with mom and dad. Now 15 years later, we're dealing with a spouse. I have another client that whose spouse went in a nursing home, and now that person, the spouse, is losing it mentally. And they have no children to deal with the issue. It's a big deal. So what tools do you have? What stuff, what information have you gathered? Most of it false, and you've prepared tools that aren't going to work. So on August the 4th, that's not that far away, August the 4th, you have a chance to make a difference in your life. You have a chance to make a difference in the life of your family. You have the opportunity to find out how you get money to stay at home and how you stay at home and how do you find caregivers. You're going to find out how you're going to pay for a nursing home. You're going to find out how you can upgrade and determine your quality of care so that you get the best quality of care possible. You're going to find out how to not be a burden on your family. And children, you're going to find out how to take care of your parents in a way that you would be proud of doing. You're going to find out how to not go broke doing it. You're going to find out how to stay at home when others have no choice but to go to a home. You're going to find out what tools you need, and you're going to be equipped when we're done to have the tools you need for the project at hand so that you don't try to change a tire with a screwdriver. Here's the other thing you're going to learn. What's coming? What's really coming? What does it really mean when mom or dad begin to lose it? I have people in my office all the time, husband and wife. And we're talking, and they're both in pretty good health, but they're both 70 years old or whatever it is. And they're in complete oblivion about, we're okay, we take care of each other. And then invariably, one of them will say, you know what, this happened to my mom. You know, we wound up having to take care of my mom for 7 years, and it was horrendous, it was horrible, it was awful, it was terrible. And I look at them and I go, are you listening to what you're telling me? You've seen this happen. You watched it happen to somebody that you love. Why do you think it's not going to happen to you? How hard was it on you? Why do you want to take that same difficulty and dump it on your children or your grandchildren? I want to talk for a minute about those of you that have no children. You have a whole special set of issues. Well, Bob, we're married. We'll take care of each other. Great. I applaud you for that. What happens when the first one dies? Now who takes care of the survivor? If you have no children, more than most, you need to be at this workshop. Again, on August the 4th, at my office, right here in Sacramento, it's on Watt Avenue, two sessions, Saturday the 4th of August. Let me double check. I think it's Saturday the 4th of August. Isn't that a Saturday? Yes, Saturday the 4th of August at 10:30 and 12:30. 4th of August, 10:30 and 12:30. Same seminar. They're not part A and part B. You get to pick. Limited to 15 people per workshop. Why? Because there's only 15 seats in my conference room. It's going to be intimate, it's going to be intense, and we're going to get answers. And you're going to be asked to work. You're going to be asked to figure out how you're going to deal with this in your life or the life of that parent that you're there for who's losing it. All of us have been through taking care of a parent or a grandparent. You know how hard it is. You know the kind of work that's done. It's harder than you can believe if everybody gets along. If you have no children, or you have, sometimes we have a second marriage. So we've got his children, his assets, her children, her assets. If he goes into the nursing home, how happy are her children going to be watching mom spend her money that she earned taking care of the husband who is not their parent, and vice versa? What kinds of plans have you made for that? If you don't think that divides families, you haven't been doing this as long as I've been doing this. Again, I talk to elder law attorneys on a regular basis, and they deal with it every day. They deal with conservatorships every day because families are fighting and they can't determine who's going to be in charge. How are you going to deal with it if you have a child with special needs? What happens if you have a child living in the home and mom's taking care of that child? Dad died and mom's taking care of that child with special needs. What happens when mom dies or mom has problems? Who takes care of that special needs child or grandchild? Have you thought through all the possibilities that come with somebody becoming frail, becoming ill, needing care? Or are you just getting your information off the internet and from nonprofits who have information that in a lot of cases is not helpful and in many cases wrong? And have you been to workshops where people are trying to sell you a lawnmower to harvest wheat. One of the things I do when I sit down with people, and they're always kind of amazed, is I wind up asking them questions that they've never been asked before. And they'll look at me and say, nobody's ever asked us this stuff before. No one's ever talked to us about this stuff before. We went in, we did whatever, we avoided probate, we thought we were... Nobody ever asked us about what happens if the stroke fails. If the stroke succeeds, okay, we're dead. Again, we go through all that, everybody feels bad, we administer the trust or you go through probate, whatever it is, and life goes on. But what happens if the stroke fails? What happens if the stroke paralyzes me on one side? What happens if the stroke causes me to not be able to speak or to swallow? What happens if the stroke requires a feeding tube? Well, Bob, I don't like thinking about all that stuff. I understand. But we have to think about that stuff. Otherwise, people wind up on the internet or going to someone who says they have the lawnmower that you need to harvest wheat. Get to the workshop on the 4th. You pick the time, 10:30 or 12:30. Again, limited to 15 people. You can sign it. They all fill up. This one will fill up. The last three have filled up. I mean, filled up to the point where I've had to tell people you can't come. You can sign up in two ways. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can scroll down and sign up for my workshop. There's a place down, if you scroll down, it'll say, here's Bob's workshop, and I will email you, I will send you tickets. If you don't have an email address or you don't have access to the internet, then call my phone number. Yes, it's here in Sacramento. It is an 800 number, but I've had the 800 number for 30 years, and I'm not changing it. 35 years, probably. More than that. 800-999-8007. Call me. If I'm not in, leave me a message with your phone number telling me what workshop you want to attend and how many people are coming. And I'll call you back, get a little information, see if you qualify, and then I'll get you tickets. But you have to have tickets to get in. There's no walk-ins. I don't allow walk-ins. I want people who are serious and have come to work. That's why I call it a workshop. And they want real answers to real problems. So assetsandaging.com or call me at 800-999-8007. It's a subject nobody likes to think about. But unless we die, we are going to get older, we are going to lose independence, and we are going to become dependent upon someone else. Now, what tools have we given that someone, whether it's a child or a friend or my brother Fred, what tools have we given that person to make sure that they can maximize all the things that we've done in life, maximize our care, maximize the assets that we have, make the right decisions, choose the appropriate levels of care, choose the most comfortable place we can be, choose the people that are going to take care of us, choose how we're going to live, all the things that we're going to have to do for someone when they can't do that for themselves. Have you given those people, whoever they are, the tools that they need to make wise decisions for you? Are they going to be equipped, or are you going to leave them to stumble around and go find the first guy selling a lawnmower who's going to tell them, hey, if you buy this lawnmower, it'll help you, it'll make sure you can harvest the wheat? The number of questions that pop up when somebody begins to lose it are almost infinite. If I sat here and went through all the questions you're going to need the answers to, we would be here. I could do an entire hour of just those. Things you've never thought about. You've never thought about when it comes to long-term care. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can walk away from the workshop knowing how to fix it how to get the right tools, how to make sense, and how to prepare your family for what may be in your future. I don't know if it is or isn't, but everybody knows somebody who's needed care. Everybody. In most families, you can name two or three people. Remember how hard it was on those who were doing the caregiving? Remember how pressure-filled people who had to lose their jobs, had to quit their jobs to take care of somebody? People who not only spent all of mom's money, but then went through their own money taking care of grandma? Make it to the workshop on the 4th. It'll be worth your time. I'll guarantee you that. It's not like any workshop or seminar you've ever been to. First of all, it's called a workshop, not a seminar, because you're going to work. And you're going to get real answers to real life problems. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Be one of the 30 people. Either 15 at 10:30 and 15 at 12:30 on the 4th of August that get to this workshop. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up there. Don't miss it. It's like nothing you've ever been to, and you'll get real answers to real problems. Thank you for letting me into your homes. Thank you for letting me talk about a difficult subject. I hope you will take it as seriously as I do and take advantage of this time that you're going to have to get the right tools to solve the problems that are coming. 800-999-8007. I'm Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you here again next week or at my workshop. And if you can't get to the workshop, call me, come see me.